This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
It's time for Round the Boards, updates from Dunedin City Community Boards on ORFM Dunedin's awesome morning show.
And we welcome back to the awesome morning show for our regular feature Around the Boards, Rebecca Shepherd from the Mosgiel-Tyree Community Board. Kia ora, nice to have you with us, Rebecca.
Good morning.
I imagine these beautiful autumn days are particularly sparkling out on the Tyree, right?
Yes, this morning it wasn't too much of a frost, but yes, we've had a couple of frosts already. It's
have you really?
Pretty sparkling.
We are definitely heading into
means
that
a sunny
time.
Day though, so that's
it does,
good.
Doesn't it? And yeah. It's a gorgeous day in the city. Let's catch up on board activities. You've submitted your feedback to the annual plan.
Yes, that's a process that you go through. We just wanted to make sure, I mean, there was only one thing that they were consulting on this time round because everything was pretty much in line with the 9-year plan that they consulted on last year. So we sort of fed back that we were quite keen, you know, their plan to keep the rates a bit lower for that Three Waters project that makes sense for everybody. So we approved of that. We just threw in there the extra things that we want to make sure stay on the agenda, which is the Mosgiel Stadium. We don't want that work to be sort of delayed too much longer, so we want to make sure that got remembered. And then obviously always we have to put in a little plug for the traffic and the congestion in Mosgiel's Main Street.
And this is really a key role, isn't it, of community board, just to keep those issues that are important to local communities right at the top of the list if you can.
Yes, it's important to make sure that your community plan speaks to the city council plan, but you've got to make sure that you keep plugging away for your things that are important to your particular board.
Now, we've seen the Anzac weekend commemorations come and go. You were part of those?
Yes, it was a real honour to be asked to speak at the Outram service, which was something very new for me, but it was lovely to be invited, and there was a really good turnout at Outram, and it was a lovely ceremony actually, and I enjoyed speaking. It was an honour. Yeah.
It's not something that we're all necessarily all that used to. What did you kind of focus on for your themes?
It was I really fretted about it actually, because I wanted to make sure that I said something meaningful, but also something that sort of spoke to me and my experiences. And it was quite neat because I found a person that went away to the First World War who was a farrier, was a blacksmith before he went, and he worked as a farrier over there and tending to the horses that were pulling artillery, the heavy artillery guns and things like that, in the mud and the wet. And as a vet, I can understand how that might have been for them, working in amongst all that chaos, but just having to get on with the day-to-day work of tending to horses' feet.
Yes, we're reminded of so many stories when the Anzac commemorations come around, and right across the region, right across the country, some important and quite wonderful moments among them. Mm. Now, of course, you mentioned that traffic is always something that's high on the list on people's conversations out there on the Tyree, and high on the list of things that the community board wants to talk about. You've got the Main Street congestion, of course, but there are other traffic issues as well.
There are, as with any developing area. I mean, Mosgiel's developing very, very fast with lots of projects going on, lots of residential developments, lots of industrial developments, and it's just, you know, it's really thriving. But we've got to make sure that how we have the traffic flow addressed is sort of future-proofed, and we're just keeping on to them with making sure that we've got non-traffic options for transport, non-vehicle ones, so bikes and walking, and for people who are unable to drive can still access everything around town that they need to. So we've got to make sure that the pedestrian crossings are all appropriate for the usage, and that there's ways that you can get from one end of Mosgiel to the other end, to the bus services and to the library and to the pool, the shops and between schools and things like that, and the residential areas, and make sure that you can do all of that without having to get into a car. And then if you are in a car, you know, there's going to be a lot more cars coming out of some of those residential developments coming up, and we're going to have, unfortunately, a lot more trucks as well with the freight hub going in on Duke's Road and the new one that's going down at Millburn. So we've just got to make sure that what we have there for managing that traffic is future-proofed.
And you have an opportunity to hear preliminary findings from a transport study and a workshop that's coming up.
Yes, so the Mosgiel Transport Study's been going on for a while. It's been something they've been collecting data on. Apparently they've been monitoring cell phones and monitoring traffic movements through the traffic cameras, just people standing on streets watching cars and counting cars and things like that. So it's been an ongoing study, and we as a community board get a preview from the people who've done the preliminary findings, and we get to have an early viewing of that and then make any plans around how we want to feed back into that.
Now, you're also connecting with the NZTA on things that perhaps need to be elevated beyond just city council level, right?
Well, at the end of the day, the main street that we talk about, Gordon Road going through Mosgiel, is a state highway. It's State Highway 87, so and it feeds onto State Highway 1. So part of our issues are just the fact that it's a state highway. It's not just Dunedin City Council controlled roads. So we're just taking the initiative to directly speak with NZTA as much as we can, obviously using the appropriate channels. And then I've also contacted our local MPs and even some of the candidates for the upcoming election, just to see if they can help to get our voice heard in Wellington. I'm not sure how effective that's going to be, but it's definitely worth a try, and I think it just gets us, people say about the squeaky wheel, and I don't always think that going off piste and doing non-process things works, but I think you've got to try everything with something as important as our traffic in Mosgiel.
Well, I guess as long as the doors remain open, that's you walk through them, right?
Yes, yeah.
Just finally, Rebecca, you wanted to touch on the Mosgiel Tyree Community Resilience Group.
Yes, so as part of the community board, we have a Mosgiel Tyree Resilience Group, and that's separate from the community board, but it is sort of administered by us, and I sit on that as the chair. People are probably familiar with how it works, but if we have an adverse event, we've got civil defence that steps in when it's of a seriousness that they step in. But we've also got a local group that can provide shelter if necessary and accommodate people who need to have a cup of tea or a coffee or maybe they're trapped on the road, they don't live in Mosgiel or on the Tyree, and they need somewhere just to have a bit of a break if we're snowed in or we're flooded or there's an earthquake or something like that. So a resilience group can help put together that emergency response plan. So there's a Mosgiel Tyree one, so there's a Tyree-wide plan, but there's also Outram needs an emergency response that's been on this sort of agenda for quite some time, but it needs local people to actually drive that, and we've got some really good people have put their hands up just over the last few years, but we've really got them all together in the last sort of wee while, and there's one person in particular that's put together quite a good plan, and I think we've got some real legs on that. It's gonna eventuate into an Outram plan, because Outram has the potential of being cut off completely with its location next to the bridge and the river and then hills on the other side that could be snowed in.
And then I guess the challenge that arises once you've developed the plan is communicating the plan. You'll be talking about that too, no doubt.
Yes, yeah, well that's really it. Communication is it, and you've got to make sure that all of those bodies that can help you, so there's the key people, four or five, maybe 10, up to 10 people that actually organise it all, but you've got to have all of that communication plan for mobilising the Lions or the Rotary or the local bakers, whoever can help with what you need at the time. And it might just be that you need beds for people to sleep in, people need to be farmed out around the village if they're snowed in and can't get out.
Well, certainly plenty going on in the Mosgiel Tyree area, and great to touch base with Rebecca Shepherd from Mosgiel Tyree Community Board. Rebecca, appreciate you popping over the hill and saying good day to us this morning. Thanks. So what's on for the rest of the day?
I've actually got a meeting with an MP later this afternoon, and we've got quite a few things going on with making sure that our community plan was all ready to be sort of published.
Fantastic. Look forward to catching up with again in a few weeks, Rebecca. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
That was Round the Boards, updates from Dunedin City Community Boards on ORFM, Dunedin's awesome morning show. For more information about Dunedin's 6 community boards and contact details, visit the Dunedin City Council website, dunedin.govt.nz, or phone 477 4000.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.